It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers are planning one of the state's biggest tax changes in years. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Democrats in the legislature introduced a pair of bills on Monday that would give new tax benefits to lower-income families and small businesses and pay for it by eliminating or changing some of the rules that other businesses and wealthier people use to lower their tax bills. Among the most notable changes is a state tax credit that would pay $600 per child per year for families making less than $85,000. Here's Representative Emily Sirota, a co-sponsor.
The word fairness is my North Star here, and ensuring that we are supporting our low and middle income working Coloradans and small businesses.
The bill's sponsors say they won't require voter approval. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
State officials responded to the shooting at a birthday party in Colorado Springs this past weekend. The state legislature held a moment of silence Monday. Governor Polis called the killings tragic. Senator Michael Bennett added his condolences.
I'm sure I speak for everybody when I say that our hearts break for Colorado Springs, for the Coloradans who lost their lives and with the families that are facing this unbelievable tragedy.
The Colorado Springs Police Department says a man walked into the party after midnight on Sunday and opened fire, killing six adults before taking his own life. Denver police have arrested a 40-year-old man for shooting an officer with a sawed-off shotgun over the weekend. Police Commander Matt Clark said the wounded officer was shot in his legs and pelvis. Clark said the incident started late Saturday when officers went to a home on a report of a man trespassing on a back porch. After the trespasser shot at officers, one officer returned fire and missed. AAA Colorado projects nearly 700,000 Coloradans will travel over Memorial Day weekend, a big increase from last year. Hotel bookings suggest that Denver and Colorado Springs will be popular destinations for travelers from other states. This is CPR News.